It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, and with me today from Nebraska AIDS Project, he is the executive director, Brent Koster. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on today. Do appreciate it. Let's talk about Nebraska AIDS Project. I mean, what is the mission? There's many things that you do, and I'd like to get people educated on that.
Yeah, definitely. The way I like to talk about it is there's really two arms of our organization. One of those arms is we work with about 500 people statewide, people who are living with HIV and AIDS, and we help those folks stay healthy. We help them manage their life concerns, and ideally we help them live long, happy lives. The other part of that is we do a lot of testing. We do a lot of prevention work, a lot of awareness work, letting the community know that it's important that they're safe when they are out there, and really wanting to keep the HIV topic aware, keep it around in people's minds so that they can be safe when they when they're doing their thing.
This is an odd dichotomy here, but as care and drugs and cocktails and all sorts of things have helped extend life and help keep the quality of life, a good quality of life, folks may have lost the initial message of let's be careful out of the gate. There's a lot of things you can do prevention-wise. Do you find that to be true?
Absolutely. I think the topic of HIV is one that we feel like there have been a lot of great strides in the management of that, but we also feel like maybe that has pushed it down in the headlines a little bit. So we do want people to be aware and to be safe.
It's also with the new medical advances that have happened and continue to happen on a regular basis, because research does continue, even though it might not be making headlines.
Yeah.
Research is happening every day. It's all the more reason people need to realize you should get tested, you should find out, and if something has gone awry for you, get treatment.
Absolutely. And we see that every year. One of our big goals is to be able to, of course, test as many people as we can. And part of that is because we want people to know their status. We want people to be able to take care of themselves. But also because the more people that we can find who need our support and can get the medication they need, the better in terms of the management of this HIV topic worldwide.
There's a fundraiser event coming up, A Night of a Thousand Stars. It's this Saturday, November 17th at 8 p.m., going to be held at the Omaha Design Center. Tell me about this event.
This event is a lot of fun, first of all. It's a giant cocktail party. I have attended this before I was in this position. It's always a great time. There's silent auction. There's going to be caricatures. There's obviously food and drink available. It's a wonderful, wonderful time. If you haven't gone recently, I really would ask you to reach out to folks who have and find out just how amazing this event is.
So how's it been for you to, because you and I talked about it, you've been, you're 9 weeks as executive director?
We're about 9 weeks, yeah.
But you have been involved as a supporter of,
sure,
of Nebraska AIDS Project for years and years.
Sure.
And so as a person who came as a guest to this, uh-huh, and now you're the guy who's helping put it on,
yes,
and the driving force behind it, what's the difference?
a lot more meetings and emails on this side of it. It truly is. It's a joy to watch the folks who are working. And I have to give our committee who plans this event a lot of credit. They are passionate about putting on a wonderful, wonderful event. And they're just doing a great job. So being able to see that side of it is truly an inspiration, number one. And number two, you really get to see the excitement in the support of our mission and what we do, and that just feels great.
Can you talk about, in addition to the great fun that people can have at A Night of a Thousand Stars, can you talk about where the raised funds go, what the work that those funds do here in the local community,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are, Nebraska AIDS Project receives government funding for a lot of the work we do, but we work with a lot of folks who maybe were not able to use that sort of funding to support. So this night allows us to provide support to folks who maybe kind of fit into the cracks in between what we can do with our programming, gives us the ability to be a little more nimble in how we can support people and the sort of things that we can do for people that maybe falls outside of the statutes involved in our funding. So simply put, we could not operate as we do, and we could not help people as well as we do without this event. It is the backbone to how we operate.
The website is NAP. It stands for Nebraska AIDS Project. That's NAP.org, and it's Night of a Thousand Stars. This Saturday, November 17th, 8 p.m. at the Omaha Design Center. He is Executive Director Brent Koster, and I appreciate you stopping in today.
Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you. Really do appreciate it. Morning Edition continues right here on KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio, your source for news, jazz, and so much more.